Talking Adelaide on 1395 5AA.
Good evening, just on 6.32 now. Brad Aldridge here on 1395 Adelaide's 5AA. Joining me in the studio now, look, I'm very privileged to have this gentleman come in, Nick Lee, who's the founder and chairman of the Jodie Lee Foundation. Nick, how are you?
Good, Brad. How are you?
Very good. Look, you've come in tonight to talk about bowel cancer. We were chatting during the break, and as you rightly said, it is the silent killer amongst Australians. It has been, what I think, one of those diseases that has fallen out the spotlight. Like, breast cancer is being so publicly highlighted, which is fantastic. Prostate cancer for men now is got that motion happening as well. Bowel cancer, though, is still one that we need to push to shine the light on, because it affects so many Australians, and probably, like I was chatting to Brett before, I think everyone has a bowel cancer story that they can talk about. Like, my grandmother had bowel cancer as well. Yours is a very personal story, and I asked during the break if it's all right if you wouldn't mind giving me the background on the story of the Jodie Lee Foundation and your story, what has brought you in here tonight to promote.
Sure. No, well, we were living in Vietnam, and I was a director at Unilever, and two young kids, and Jodie was a special needs teacher. She taught autistic kids, and we were having the time of our lives based in Ho Chi Minh City, and pretty much out of the blue, age 39, fit, healthy, no family history. She had a bit of abdominal pain, which she rang me about. I was away with my team in Hanoi. We were based in Ho Chi Minh City. And she said, "I've got this abdominal pain, don't know what it is." But I wasn't too concerned because of, you know, as I said, 39 and fit and healthy.
It's pretty benign, isn't it?
Abdominal pain. You don't, bowel cancer wasn't on my radar. And and she went off, and actually she was airlifted to Bangkok that following day after running some scans. And after the operation, 3 days later, we were told that the cancer had spread to her lymph and her liver, and it was stage 4 bowel cancer. And we were told at that time that at best she had 2 years to live. So that hit us like a sledgehammer. We raced back here to Adelaide to commence treatment and did all that we possibly could to try and change that prognosis. But in January 2010, after close on 2 years battling the disease, she passed away. And having been through that nightmare, which is obviously shared by your family and friends, I felt very, very strongly that I wanted to do everything that I possibly could to ensure no one else had to go through what we went through as a family. But also in the statistics, you know, as you said, it's Australia's second biggest cancer killer. Not enough people know about this disease, and it's highly preventable. Up to 90% of cases can be successfully treated and prevented if you catch it early. So there's no reason why we shouldn't be better educated on this disease, and we shouldn't be doing more to protect ourselves. And I guess that's the driving force behind the foundation, you know, to try and prevent others going through what we went through. But also there's a huge opportunity there to educate people and get people to act on our messages at the foundation.
As she said, Jodie had no symptoms. She was 39 years old.
Yep.
And it is just all of a sudden you're told that this cancer, which from what I understand can be, it's part of the reason it's preventable is because it's so slow growing in a way that if you catch it early enough, like it is quite, you know, surgical intervention plus chemo radiotherapy. But if you don't know it's there, that's the scariest thing, isn't it?
Well, this is why it's so important to take the test when the government sends out the test when you turn 50. And at the moment, Brad, only 28% of people when you turn 50 actually take that test. So, you know, if we could just convince Australians when they get that test when they turn 50 to take the test, then we're going to save so many more lives. And so our Degrees of Separation campaign, which is using our AFL contacts and high-profile players to try and get the message out there, as well as Ida Buttrose, hopefully will help us on that mission, just to encourage people to take that simple test. It's easy, and you get it for free when you turn 50. Why wouldn't you take it?
Because, look, I've known other people with bowel cancer, and some had symptoms, which, you know, bleeding and so forth, which were more visible. I know someone, no symptoms. They were just lucky. They had an astute doctor who picked it up on a blood test. There was a bit of an abnormality, and said, oh, you know, better go do some more tests here, and bang. As you said, like, the government are sending out these free screening tools. And I was reading some of the stories that, because of the profiles of some of the people that have jumped on board, Paddy Ryder, the Beams brothers from Brisbane Lions, and it was their story where I believe it was their father had been discarding. He passed away, but he'd been getting the kits, but
yeah
thought, nah, no, that's not for me. And
I think he'd received at least a couple of those government tests, and like many others.
Yeah,
I
mean, you know, probably whacked him in the drawer and thought, I'll get around to that. Yeah,
yeah. And obviously by the time he was diagnosed, it was too late, and he passed away in March this year. Gee, so
poor
tragic.
Chap. Yeah. It's, what do you think it is people don't want to know about bowel cancer? Because is it, because I know a lot of women who go and get their breast check done, even blokes going, you know, are now lining up, albeit uncomfortable, to get the prostate done. Women on the same pathway have to go get, the cervical cancer checks done and so forth. What is it about, do you think, bowel cancer that people have sort of been a bit reticent to it, not wanting to look at the kits and go, oh, yeah, well, I've been sent this thing in the mail, you know, because I've turned 50 and whatever?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things there. I guess there has been a stigma around bowel cancer. Yeah. I mean, everybody's got a bowel.
And, that's right, yeah.
You know, we should be talking more about it. And that's what our patron is trying to do as much as possible, push that. And obviously our messaging is very much around really trying to break that stigma down. And we're thrilled to have Ida Buttros on to help us do that task. But that stigma exists, and we need to break that down. Men are particularly bad. You know, we're not used to testing for these things. And I think there's also a bit of lack of education as well, because the test is so simple. You know, when I talk to people, as I do, about how simple the test is, often they're amazed at how simple that test is. And in actual fact, the re-participation rate, so once people have done a test, they're highly more likely to do a test the second time it turns up from the government. Yeah. And that percentage is actually quite high. So it's just about getting people to do the test for the first time.
And look, I a couple of years ago, I had some stomach problems and stuff. I'm sort of a bit paranoid at times. So I ran straight to the doctor and went, quick, I need some tests done. You know, I've got, there's a little bit of a family history of polyps and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I lined up and had the colonoscopies and all that. You know, the prep work wasn't that pleasant, but get over that. And I'm glad I did it, because it gave me the peace of mind anyway. And it's also put me on the track now where the doctor said, right, every, 5 years, we'll come in and check it out, check things out and so forth. And because there is that bit of family history there as well. And like you said, once you get over that initial sort of concept, whether it be, you know, a bit of symptoms make you think, oh, better go to the doctors, or it's just the fact that you do get sent the test, it's that cycle of just, you know, health maintenance that we've got to get into, isn't it? Awareness.
And look, you're, I guess, somewhat unique in that, because a lot of, and as I said, particularly males, will sit on that and think, you know, I'll get over it or it'll pass. And I think one of our really strong messages is for people, you know your body the best. And if you start to recognise that things aren't quite right, get off to your GP, have a conversation, and start to explore what's going on. And we know of so many stories of people who have delayed taking that step. And with bowel cancer, you know, as you mentioned before, if you catch it and catch it early, your prognosis is fantastic.
Mm.
But if you get it at Jodie's stage, at stage four, you know, we were on a hiding to nothing. We really didn't have a hope, and we tried, but nothing seemed to work. And obviously, the outcome was a tragic one for us. And that's what we want to prevent, is getting people to be proactive, get off to the GP, do the screening test, and protect yourself against this highly preventable disease.
At the time, you and Jody had two young kids, and your kids, as we talked before you came in, are now in their teenage years and stuff like that. Has it been a therapeutic journey for you with the foundation and your children as well, to work for Jody's memory and to keep taking the baton forward and just to help you guys out as well? Because it would have been a tragic thing to go through. Yeah. And I just think it's amazing the way you've turned, you know, tragedy around into something that you want to pay forward and just help other people with.
Yeah, well, for me, answering that question directly, it's been massive. You know, having the impact that the foundation has had on so many Australians and the positive impact it's had has been quite incredible for me. So definitely it's been therapeutic. For the kids, I was quite concerned about that and wondered whether, particularly the name of the foundation being the Jodie Lee Foundation, that constant reminder of their mother, was that going to be a positive thing or not? And actually seeing, you know, particularly their school reports and some of the social things that they're doing, and the fact that they really do care deeply, I think answers that question for me, that it has been a positive thing. And I do try and get them involved in quite a lot of the positive things, and they quite enjoy. So the trek that we do each year in South Australia and Victoria, Jack's now done that 4 or 5 times, and Bella's done it a couple of times. So, you know, they get involved in those types of things. And I think it's going to be a really positive thing as they grow up. And personally, I feel closest to Jody when I'm doing those types of events. And I hope the same applies to them as well. But, yeah, I think for us, obviously, you'd wind the clock back in an instant if you thought you could bring her back. But given what has happened, you know, I'd love them to be thinking how her legacy has helped so many Australian people. And, you know, that's amazing.
And the people you got on board, as you said, we chatted, we got the Beams brothers, Paddy Ryder, Ida Buttrose, Stephen Kernahan, I saw his name there as well, Styx. It's amazing how people will come out forward. Isaac Heaney, Gabriella Pound from Carlton, John Longmire as well, you know, all these people have got a bowel cancer story. Yeah.
Well, you just take John Longmire, for example. I mean, he lost his mother and his mother-in-law, and now his father-in-law is suffering it. So, as you said, so many people are impacted by this disease. And, you know, the AFL campaign has been really helpful for us to be able to get those messages out, because we haven't had, you know, the Kylie Minogue's and the Olivia Newton-Johns, and people have been personally affected coming out and helping us push this message. So to be able to get those high-profile people within the AFL pushing our message has been really, really powerful. So these are all people that have been affected in different ways. Styx lost his mother. You talked about the Beams lost their father. So a lot of people out there have been very directly impacted by this disease and willing and ready to help us out, which is brilliant.
And it is something that is so preventable too. Like 90%, I think, of the cases, if they're caught early enough, you know, it's the prognosis is really positive. What can we do to keep the support going?
Well, you know, there's a few things. Obviously, the foundation are running quite a lot of initiatives to try and educate people and prevent the disease. So supporting the foundation in any way people can is fabulous. And I'd ask that people go to our website and have a look at the activities that we do. Have a look at some of the stories on our website of people who have been positively affected. You know, donate your time or donate your dollars to help support the message to get out there. But individually, you know, we would just recommend that people take that simple test if you're within the age group that needs to screen, so the 50 plus age group. Be aware of those symptoms that you talked about before, because whilst it doesn't, sometimes symptoms don't appear, sometimes they do, and so you need to be aware of that. And it is affecting younger people as well, and that's what people need to understand. A lot of the perception is that it's an older person's disease. And like you, when something doesn't feel right, get off to your GP, build a relationship with your GP, get off to your GP, have conversations with your GP, and get tested for these things. You know, when they are so preventable, these are the things you need to know about. I occasionally get people come up to me and say, oh, look, I prefer not to know. Not with bowel cancer. Bowel cancer you can do something about.
Exactly. And that's the thing too. Like, there's a lot of things in life where you go, well, that's the ticket that we take when we take life. And, you know, that's part of the ride. But with bowel cancer, it is something that if you notice something going on, you got a chance.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm having a look here, just some of the risks that it poses in terms of, like you said, there's the age. There's also family history to be aware of. If you know your parents, grandparents have had issues there, get along, you know, even just routine checks. But also our lifestyle these days, you know, the diet's high in saturated fats, processed foods, smoking, drinking, all that sort of stuff. It all plays a part in contributing it to it. So we're crazy not to go, all right, well, if this is part of my life, then probably maintenance and health prevention should be part of it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is about being proactive. And a lot of those things that you just mentioned there, people know about, but the hard thing to encourage people is to act on them and really do something about it, act. So that's something that is really the holy grail for us as a foundation. We're all about prevention, and largely people do know about some of those things that you just referred to, but it's getting people to act on them that is an important step.
And to action it. Look, Nick, thank you very much for coming in. I wish you all the best for the foundation. If people want to know more, just jump on Google Jody Lee Foundation. Up comes your website. It's really good. It's got some great stories and some great information on it. So job well done.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Nick. Thank Cheers. You.